good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on FM 95.7 KQWC Radio. Pat Powers being joined today with a gentleman I've missed the last couple of months, Nate Carr from the Iowa DNR Conservation Officer, joined me today. So, Nate, a very good day to you.
Hey, good morning.
Well, let's talk about what's going on here with the activities happening here in Hamilton County with an area, too. We're getting all set for a long Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, we're kind of starting to wrap up spring and transition into summer activities, and this weekend's always a big kickoff for that. So there's a lot going on, a lot of things to talk about. One thing we see this time of year that I always like to remind people of is we start seeing baby animals, especially birds come out of their nest or baby mammals, come out of their dens and different things like that. They're just starting to explore. So we start getting a lot of calls that come in with people who find some of these baby animals, and it appears that they're orphaned and their parents aren't around. So people with good intentions pick them up and take them home or take them somewhere else because, they're not sure what to do with them. And they have good intentions, like I said, and they want to help. Typically, they may be the best intended person, but they're probably doing more harm than good to that baby animal. So we ask that people just leave baby animals alone. Can sit back and watch them and observe. But the mother probably isn't that far away. Typically, they're still under the care of a parent, even though you may not see the parent. The parents are adults and they don't want to interact with people all that much. Or if it's a mammal, it may be nocturnal and it may not come out until dark. But those baby animals, especially birds, will hop out of the nest. It'll take them a period of several days to start to build up that strength and take care of themselves. And larger birds, it can take up to weeks of them being on the ground but still being under the care of a parent. So, again, we just ask that people leave them be. Like I said, mammals are kind of in the same boat. They start coming out and exploring and just become a lot more visible. But if they're vocal and they're moving around, that means they have energy, and that means they're being fed, and they probably just need to be left alone. The reality is, unfortunately, that, a lot of birds, really, they're looking at less than a 20% chance of survival anyway. We don't necessarily try to compensate for that. So, again, just leaving them be. A lot of baby animals we do see end up dying after being captured and handled by people just from the stress of being handled and unfamiliar surroundings or receiving not the proper nutrition and things that they really need to survive. So their best chance of survival is going to be in the wild under the direct care of their parents.
Was this a big problem last year too, Nate, compared to what we're seeing this year in 2026?
Yeah, every year it seems to pop up this time of year, unfortunately. So, but we just try to get word out and try to educate people as much as possible. That way people are able to make good decisions in the field and in the moment. But yeah, every year we see a pretty good spike right around this time of year. And like I said, I think before we came on, I got two phone calls yesterday, and I've already had some others regarding people picking up animals and moving them around and trying to take them places and find them help.
So just leave those animals alone as you explore the great outdoors. Now a whole lot of people going out this time of year there, Nate.
Yeah. Yep. There's a lot of people getting out. There's a lot of different reasons to get out. One of that is fishing.
Yes.
So it's warming up. The water's starting to warm up. The fishing will hopefully pick up. And in some places it has, and it's already been pretty fruitful. But some things to just remind people of as we get into that time of year, make sure you have a valid fishing license. Of course, it's the only thing you need to go fishing. If you're 16 or older, you need to have a valid fishing license to fish anywhere in the state. Some basic regulations that would go along with that is you're restricted to two poles, whoever you are, unless you buy a third pole license. So that would just be an extra bonus license that you buy from a license vendor whenever you go to buy your fishing license. But otherwise restricted to two lines. The methods for most of your game fish are going to be pole and line only or hook and line only. So unless you're fishing, for carp or some kind of sucker fish or gar, a few things in that area, then you can use a bow, spear, different methods. But otherwise, hook and line are going to be the only methods permitted. Just to run through a few of our more common fish that we see around here, bluegill and crappie, there's no length limit, but a daily limit of 25 for each. Catfish, no length limit on those either. If you're fishing on the river, it's going to be a daily limit of 15. And if you're fishing on a lake, you're going to look at a daily limit of 8. Walleye, we see a few of those around here. Your daily limit again is 3. In most places, there isn't going to be a length limit on walleye, but there are some special restrictions depending on where you're at. So you're going to want to look at signs and maybe in the regulation booklet, which can be found online if you're going to go fishing for those. And then, of course, we see a lot of people fishing for bass around here. Again, daily limit for those is 3. And your length limit's going to depend whether you're fishing the river or a certain lake. So all of your inland streams and rivers, the length limit for bass is 12 inches. So make sure it's at least 12 inches before you take it into your possession. On most of your lakes, it's going to be 15 inches long is going to be the minimum. So like Briggswood Lake, you have to have a 15-inch minimum to keep a bass over there. There are some other lakes that have more restrictive limitations, like Little Wall Lake goes up to 18 inches, but more often than not, your lake's going to be a 15-inch minimum on bass.
Mm-hmm. What have you seen so far this spring season there, Nate, for fishing? Any big turnouts have you noticed?
Yeah, you know, when the weather's nice, the turnout's pretty good. A lot of people have gotten out. Some places have been a little slow to come on, but Brushy Creek is always pretty fruitful. Coralville, Lake Cornelia, too far away.
Yeah.
Had a really good crappie bite in the last couple of weeks. And so there are some places that have really turned on and been good places to go. And of course, with that, we've come some calls about people keeping underlength bass or too many crappie, things like that. So we try to trying to remind everybody of some of those regulations and where they can find them. Again, you can find the whole regulation booklet online at iowadnr.gov. Or you can find it at a lot of license vendors where you pick up your license. You'll see those books sitting off to the side. There's a lot of other material online that you can find. We were talking about baby animals a little bit ago. If you're in a situation where you really do need a rehabilitator, where, you know, the mom's been hit by a car and you find a baby animal nearby, then there are licensed rehabilitators who can take those, and there's a whole list of them online as well. So that would be the only person who could legally take a wild animal out of the wild.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So just look it up in the Iowa DNR rule book, and that is all the information you need to know about fishing here this time of year. Well, let's still talk about another thing that's aquatic, and that has a lot to do about boating, because there'll be a lot of people in the few weeks there, Nate, that'll be hitting out in the lakes in their boats, and there's a lot of things they need to know about.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes with boating. The main thing I want to touch on this morning is, you know, our canoe and kayakers,
mm-hmm.
As they start jumping on the rivers. You know, we see a lot of fluctuation this time of year, you know, in the Boone and the Iowa here locally. So just make sure you're paying attention to weather conditions, river conditions. You know, as we start getting a lot of rain, you know, those river, the river raises pretty fast and quite a bit and starts running a lot quicker. And this early in the season, the water can still be pretty cold. So you want to make sure you bring proper clothing, you know, bring a dry bag with some extra clothes in case you do get wet. Make sure you have a life jacket in the boat, and preferably wear your life jacket, especially if conditions are a little questionable. And if they get too questionable, just don't go out. We've had multiple incidents over the last couple of years where people roll their kayak or get caught up in a log jam, and the current is just too strong for them to catch back up to their kayak or get back into their kayak themselves. So sometimes conditions are just best to be left and wait for another day.
Very good advice. And I think isn't this the Safe Boating Week there, Nate, or is that next week for that? It's usually in May they have the Safe Boating Week going on.
You're probably right, mm-hmm. but I would have to double check.
Oh, sure.
I'm not sure on the spot. Okay. Here. But I'll definitely be back to talk more about different boating regulations and things that go along with that as we get a little bit more into the season.
All righty then. Did you have anything worth for the company here? Anything more to share with us this morning? We talked about fishing and people be out camping. And we still have some camping spaces, I believe, here in Hamilton County from what I saw this morning, Thursday, from the people of the Hamilton County Conservation Office. I also know, speaking of fishing, Nate, we have that free fishing weekend coming up in a few weeks. That's coming up the 6th, excuse me, 5th, 6th, and 7th. That's a big event. Of course, we had the fishing event here in Hamilton County. That's on June 6th. That's for cops and bobbers scheduled there with our friends from the law enforcement community. They're going to be busy for that.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up. Free fishing weekend is always a really good opportunity to get out. If you're an Iowa resident, you don't need to have a fishing license. So even if you're, you know, 16 or older, as long as you're an Iowa resident, feel free to take the kids out. Feel free to fish yourself. And you do not need a fishing license that weekend. So if it's something that you've thought about doing but don't quite want to pay for a license quite yet because you're unsure about it, this is a great opportunity to get out and try it. For free.
All right. So
June 5th, 6th, and 7th.
June 5th, 6th, and 7th. The Cops and Bobbers comes to the Briggswoods Lake south of Webster City on June 6th with our friends with the law enforcement committee here in Hamilton County. Anything else to share with us this morning, Mr. Carr?
That should do it. Thanks.
All right. More information you can find out at iowadnr.gov, I believe, the website or org.
Yes.
On that, you'll have all the facts and figures when it comes to the great outdoors, especially with this big Memorial Day weekend coming up. Nate, have yourself a good, safe weekend.
All right, thanks, you too.
Nate Carr from the Iowa DNR on KQWC.